things that Jesus says from the cross as he's hanging there. And this is the last thing that he says. He says, it is finished. Now, Jesus could have meant that his sufferings were ended. He could, you know, if you're in a lot of pain and you're hurting and you're things just aren't going very well, but you've now, whatever was hurting you is now stopped, or whatever trouble you were in is sort of over, and you could say it's finished, and be happy, be glad about that. Jesus could have been saying that it like that from the cross. It's not, but he didn't. It's not of a man who's completely worn out. I mean, he's been hanging on this thing for 6 hours. It's tiring. Not that I've done it, but you stand for 10 minutes with your arms sitting like that. Just stand. It's tiring. Your arms get tired. But not only that, it's hard on your body, the rest of your body. It's hard to breathe when your arms are like that. Especially if you start sagging. And if you're up there for long, when you start sagging, it gets hard to breathe. It's, you know, it wears you out. And he could have said, praise the Lord, that's finished. But he didn't. It's not him just simply going, I'm thankful that it's over. I'm thankful that it's finished. It's not the cry of a helpless martyr. Instead, it is a triumphant cry. The other Gospels tell us that they don't tell us what he says, but they say he gave out a loud cry, and then he gave up his ghost, gave up the ghost. Then he gave up his spirit. And the loud cry is this. He didn't suddenly say, oh, it's finished. He said, it is finished! It's a triumphant cry. It's a cry that echoes throughout time and space. It is a declaration that Jesus had finished, had completed the task that he had been born to do. Jesus had completed the task that God the Father had planned from before the creation of the world. Jesus had done all that was needed in order for the glorious character of God to be fully revealed. Also, everything necessary for God's people to have their sins removed and be properly dealt with. And it had been perfectly accomplished. So when Jesus cries out that it is finished, he is declaring to the heavens that people like you and I can now have a direct audience with God. No longer do you need to go to another priest. No longer is God hidden behind a curtain in the temple. You have access to God through the blood of Jesus. If you trust in his death and resurrection, you have access to God through Jesus. When he cries, it is finished, means that Jesus secured for his people, for his disciples, for his loved ones, an eternal inheritance. He cried, it is finished, because there is nothing more that needs to be done to secure our salvation, to secure the salvation of his people. As the Apostle Paul said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you shall be saved. Because he has done it all. When he says, it is finished, he meant it. The main word, finished, is translated in other parts of the Bible as accomplished. Pay, performed and made an end. So when Jesus cried, "It is finished," he is saying that it is made an end of, that it is paid, that it is performed, that it is accomplished. Well, what was made an end of? Our sins, our guilt. What was paid? The price for it, for our redemption. What was performed? The complete requirements of God's law. All the work that God the Father had given Jesus, that was accomplished. There wasn't a thing left. There are more than 300 major prophecies about Jesus in the Old Testament. And Jesus fulfilled every single one of them. Even things in which it's impossible, humanly speaking, for him to have anything to do about it. Like being born in Bethlehem. He accomplished every work that the Father had given him. So what was finished? The saving or redeeming of Christ's people. That's it. That's what those three words cover. That's why it's a triumphant cry. Because it happened. Because it was done. And doesn't need to be repeated. Doesn't need to be done again. Doesn't need an endless repetition about it. I look forward to living life eternally in heaven. This doesn't depend on my goodness or my talents. What it depends upon is Jesus' finished work on the cross. That's why we call this day Good Friday. It certainly was horrific for Jesus. And if you want to have if you want to see the imagination of man about how horrible it was, you can watch The Passion of Christ by Mel Gibson. You get some idea of that. It wasn't, when we read it, often it's quite sanitized in our heads anyway. Oh yeah, he was put on a cross, he died. So you can read over it real quick. But it was a horrific death. And it was designed to be a horrific death. And it was designed to be a long, lingering, horrific death. But in that horror, it is surely good news for men and women, for boys and girls. Do you know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? And if you do, encourage yourself by knowing that Jesus has done it all. Do you remind yourself that Jesus has done it all? Do you remind others around you that Jesus has done it all? And if you don't know Jesus as your personal Savior, then I want to encourage you to meet with him, to get to know him, to trust him. And I'm sure any of the elders would be more than happy to talk to you about that. But it is finished. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." And this is why. Because nobody finished it except him. They may be the shortest things that I know I am thirsty is probably just as short, but I am finished. It may only be three words. There are three very important words for us. Let us pray. Our gracious Father, we thank you that we're able to gather because the Lord Jesus finished the work you had given him. That he had completed it. That he had paid the price. Father, we thank you for your plan. Lord Jesus, we thank you for your commitment to being obedient to your Father, for your commitment to sacrificing and to be slaughtered on a cross for sinners like us. Lord God, Holy Spirit, we thank you that you apply the work of Christ to us and that you dwell in us. We pray that we may live as Christ ones, as ones who are found in him. Amen. And read